Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. First off, thanks for downloading the show. This is the last show that we recorded in 2013, and it was a really fun year. We got to do a show at the Kennedy Center. We got to do the show in L.A. and New Orleans and a bunch of other new cities, so it was a lot of fun. Whatever. That's all in the past. In the future, this Friday night in Chicago, Illinois, on Friday, January 10th, Chris Hefner's new film, The Poisoner, is going to get a little premiere. There's shows at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. The reason why I'm putting this at the top of the show is Chris is a friend of the show. He recorded one early on, about 3 or 4 years ago, when his first film, The Pink Hotel, was being released. In addition to just being a friend of the show, Daniel Knox, another friend of the show, is the guy that wrote the score for this film. And we're a big fan of Daniel here at You, Me, Them, Everybody. So, without further ado, here is The Poisoner by Daniel Knox. Daniel Knox will be playing with The Poisoner this Friday at Lincoln in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, go to the podcast description, and at the bottom, you have all the info you need. And then it's You, Me, Them, Everybody live at The Hungry Brain with Rock Falls, Coyote Riot, Daniel Kibblesmith, Kristen Clifford, and some dude from Boston.
I loved you before, but I just forgot how. Can't stand the way that you look at me now. Something's always the matter, crying and whining and clatter. I come straight to bed, quiet as a mouse, chase you all over the goddamn house, but you don't chase back, you can't even check.
So this song is actually a couple of years ago when you had the Holiday-ish here.
Yes.
And you had everybody come and like either perform an original or public domain Christmas song. And I worked super hard and I wrote this Christmas song. And then the day of the show, I lost my voice. So I never got to perform it.
I'm glad
you're
going to do it now.
So I just thought I would do it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Rock Falls.
Thank you. All around me, the streets are filled with joy. Snowflakes fall upon the faces of every girl and boy. Lovers walking hand in hand gaze into each other's eyes. But I'm alone on this cold December night. Love that you once had for me is now for someone new. She's got your arms around her, nestled by the fireside, and I'm alone on this cold December night. All the eggnog and almond bark won't fill my empty heart. There's just one thing I truly want, for you and me to never part. Outside choirs sing carols in the snow, but I will still be waiting here underneath the mistletoe. I wish I may, I wish I might have this wish, I pray. Please bring your loving back to me this Christmas Day. Bring your loving back to me.
You're very talented. That was great. Let's shake hands. Hell yeah. Rock Falls, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. We're at the Hunger Brain. It's December 30th. We're doing a thing. Fart noises forever. I'm going to quit everything. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to quit everything because of you. You, the guy in the front fucking row who won't take his hat off. It's 85 degrees on stage, buddy. I'm saying that for the listener at home. Not everyone in the world knows how hot it is. Why am I doing crowd work? I'm staring at this jamoke, not knowing what to do with my life, just questioning what to do with my life. I'm going on Wikipedia too much, guys. Going on Wikipedia way too much. There's a game, guys! There's a brand new game. It's going to sweep the nation. It's a fucking international game. It's going to sweep the world. You open up Wikipedia. There's a game. The Road to Philosophy. This is what you do. You open up any page on Wikipedia. For example, T-Pain. Do you know who T-Pain is? Why am I asking for this? I don't care if you know who T-Pain is. Everyone in the world that's important knows exactly who T-Pain is. T-Pain is one of the most important men ever. So you go to the T-Pain Wikipedia page, and you click on the first link within the description that isn't part of the definition or pronunciation of the T-Pain, okay? If you click that first link on everything, sooner or later you will get to philosophy. I played this game, I'm using air quotes for the listener at home, I played this game for about 2 hours on Friday night. It was the best 2 hours of my life. I highly recommend that you do it. That's how I'm going to spend 2014. 2013, all about farts in the White Houses and 9/11. Here's my 2013 summed up really quickly. I started the year in a job that was medium, and it went to bad. I was at the Huffington Post, guys. Oh, I love Ariana. She's my favorite gal. Do you know who this is? Oh, my God. I love you so much. All of a sudden, things have changed completely. I love the South Side of Chicago. It's the one place in the entire world that's in a city that doesn't know what the Huffington Post is. You and me, best fucking friends. Anyways, I started working there, and I was like, oh, this is great. There's 20,000 people that work here, and we're owned by AOL because old people don't know how to cancel their subscription. Not joking, that's one-third of their income because old people don't know how to cancel AOL. I'm a net zero guy now and forever, guys. Never forget. Anyways, I started the year there. It's fine. I got to go to parties I should have never got to go to. I went to 7 inaugural balls. You guys, you know how important I am? I'm a fucking nobody. We're all the same. It doesn't matter. It's all a bunch of fart noises. Am I right, bro? All right. It's dumb. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I went to the fucking Canadian embassy, and I got fucking Canada mittens. Literally. And I ate poutine on Inauguration Day. Suck my dick, world. And they did. Everyone in the world sucked my dick because I worked for a liberal publication blog that no one gets paid. Anyways, I left that place soon after I got married because I realized, oh, I'm making shit money, and I could do something fun. So I left Journey to join the Pixies in 1988. Do you know those references? Fantastic. It was a very fun time in my life. Well, hey, man. Another thing I did in 2013 was I hid a website that is a very important website to me, and I didn't know what to do with this website. In November of 2012, I registered a URL that I've been sitting on now for 14 months. It's going to change the world. It's 420-911-6969.com. I own that. That is my URL. But I never told anybody when I was at the Huffington Post that I owned the first, if not ever, that means the same thing. The first legalize it truther porn site in the world. But I was shackled. I was, you know, Kanye New Slaves? That, but white. That was me because of that. Now, I'm at British Young Things. Like, do you have any idea what I'm talking about? I'm just speaking a foreign language with a guy from the South Side. This is the best show we've ever done. You and me, best friends forever. He's cheersing me. I'm not even holding liquor. You, my friend, are my friend. That's how that works. Now, 2014 is all about possibilities. I'm going to expose the truth of legalizing it, whatever it is, 9/11, that happened or it didn't. Either way, we're going to expose that truth. And 69 twice, because everybody should come. Both people, right? Both people. That's our agenda for 2014. I'm done with the inauguration parties. I'm all about the truth and truthiness and et cetera. Does that make sense to you? You've disappointed me completely. Behind me is a wonderful co-host. Her name is Esmeralda Leon. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for her.
Hey, Merle.
Hey, Brandon.
Did you know I owned that URL?
No.
Yep.
That was a bombshell.
I know.
That was a real bombshell.
I'm thinking about changing the name of this show.
Is anything on it?
Nope. Just own the URL. Just don't. Just
no, but is it like the under construction? And
ooh,
then the little man
be.
With the thing and the little GIF thing.
I've never gone. I should.
You've
I don't even,
never been to it?
I just own it. I'm so rich, I don't even know what I own anymore.
How much is it? Can I ask?
It's $11 a year, 9/11.
Wow. That's wow.
I know.
Has anyone asked to buy it?
Not yet. Fingers
Not
crossed.
Not yet.
Fingers crossed. I think they're. What if I got a .org of that? It'd be much better.
You should get them all. The dot, the govs, the x's.
Oh, I should have got the .gov. Oh,
yeah.
Could I just register a .gov?
I don't know. I don't
We're
know how that
find
works,
out.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's really hard to Google things.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
I just go to AOL.
AOL's a great site, guys. Check it out. AOL.com. Patch. Get all your neighborhood news from Patch.
Yeah, yeah. Or Yahoo.
Ooh, Yahoo's
Aren't
a good
they
place.
The one and the same now? No?
I don't know what's going on. Esmeralda, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
That's it? Can I leave now? Am I
no,
good?
No, no, no. Esmeralda and I have been doing this show for 4 years now, and we only talk when we're on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's the truth.
It's fantastic.
It's not a bit. That's for real.
The last time I saw you, it was here.
Yeah.
Since then, you've done a lot of radio.
Yeah. No. Oh, so you were saying how this time last year, I guess.
Yes.
Or this whole year, you had kind of a mediocre job or whatever.
Exactly.
Me too. I think I was delivering shoes.
Speaking of shoes.
I think, I know, right?
You're wearing some dick stompers.
I know. Not really.
They is kind that of, a phrase?
They kind of bent earlier. I hobbled over because I don't. This is the only time I get to wear nice things in this dirty old bar. So I go all out for these shows.
Thank you so much. It's an audio podcast. I appreciate you dressing
I know.
Up.
It's okay. It just means people should come out and look at my shoes.
Yeah, that's a good reason to come out to an audio podcast.
Yeah. Just don't look at the backs of my feet. They're no good.
What's wrong with you? Do you need a pedi?
Yeah, no. I
Do you
haven't.
Want a pedi for Chris?
Oh, it's a little late now, isn't it?
No, it's a little early.
No, it's late. I'm already wearing them. It's too late.
No, we can get
You
them.
Ruined it.
By the end of the show, we'll get somebody to give you a pedicure in the bar.
Can you get one of them ones with the fish in it?
Yes, whatever that is. We can
Where
do
they
that.
Where they just eat the skin off your feet?
All right, so early.
You haven't seen, you've seen that.
No, I haven't.
I saw it in Mexico. It kind of freaked me out.
Nope, that's not That's not anywhere
it.
Else.
No, it is. Little fish just eat at the dead skin.
All right.
But then it was deemed unsanitary. So.
I wonder why.
What? They're fish. They're going to eat it. I mean, the only thing I could assume would be weird is because they poop a lot. So they'd just be like poop
Yeah, that's
floating
the only
in the
thing that's weird about this entire story.
It's natural.
Actually, it's the most natural thing a fish could do is eat your feet.
And then poop it out.
And poop it out.
No, but so, yeah, I was doing nothing of what I'm doing now.
What are you doing now?
Life has changed quite a lot this year.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm on air and I do traffic, so you may have heard me. It's 20 minutes on the Inbound Edens. Does that sound familiar, anybody?
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Huh? Jammed at the split.
Wait. Why is this show not called Jammed at the Split?
Jammed at the Split.
So many more downloads.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could actually be the tagline for 42911.
Jammed at the Split.
No, Jammed at the Spliff.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it. Are you just going to have a lot of pot leaves?
I don't know.
Can that be the background, just pot leaves?
If you make it, yes.
Moving, I don't know how to make that. I don't know how that works. Unless you want me to take a picture of a pot leaf.
Yeah, let's just do that.
I don't know where I could find one, honestly. If anyone
Does anybody
has
have
real
pictures
one.
Of... Does anyone have pot leaves? Not pot, just leaves of pot. We just want the leaves.
Yeah. No? Okay.
So 2013, better year than 2012.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. No, because I'm doing what I want to do. This show.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Although I was doing that before.
You don't think that this show led to the other things?
Oh, of course not. Why would that? No. Jesus Christ, no. No, I don't tell anyone I do
really
this.
That was really insulting to you. No!
No, I don't tell it because I don't know how. No, I do know how they work, but I'm not sure how the whole thing with, what is it? I don't think morality or whatever with radio.
I don't think
how you're not supposed to like talk about your other stuff.
I don't think the program directors at WBEZ care about you talking about pot leaves and shoes on the
podcast.
Well,
they might actually.
They've all been on the show. Everyone that you do, most of the people you do the traffic for have been on this show.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
But yeah, that's what I do now. Yay, I make money with things that I studied. Yeah.
How does it feel?
How many people can say that in here? Sure, not most of you.
You know you're bartending as well, and they have to tip you.
Oh, that's okay. I'm still really poor.
How much you make a
year?
I
got these on sale.
How much you make a year?
Oh, it beats me.
What?
I just
love your sincere answers.
I just see money. Money comes in, and you know how you're supposed to track how much you make and all that on your pay stubs or whatever? I'm like, hey, money showed up.
What if money doesn't show up?
Well, then there's a problem, but... You know, I never know how much I honestly make. I should probably look into that.
For the listener at home, she said that, smiled, and then drank some Guinness.
Oh, no, that's the porter. We have the Black Butte Deschutes porter on tap, if you would like some.
Plug that
anyway,
for the podcast.
Yeah. What? People
so what
listen
do you hope,
and then they
what
come
do you
in.
Hope happens in 2014?
Hope to do more of this.
Okay.
More of the show. And then... I hope there's a lot of crashes on the highways.
That's good for you.
Yeah, no.
Fantastic.
That's what I need.
That's a weird thing to say.
I know, it's really bad, but honestly, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What else am I going to talk about?
Anything ever?
No, I can't. I mean, what else? Honestly, think about it. What do you talk about when there's traffic? A bunch of crashes.
Oh, yeah.
How about this? Let's hope they're all FedEx trucks that just spew... packages, or I think like last week there was some like frozen chickens that flew out onto the highway. Let's do that.
So that's like a really good day for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, because it's comedy and then it's also a crash.
So if anybody could rig up the highway to just spill trucks full of cargo.
Yeah, just really funny things.
Preferably
funny
wacky
things.
Cargo.
Yeah. Frozen chicken breasts, because you know, you can do a little play on word stuff with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I liked all of that.
I think
we're
that's
good.
All that's happened to me. So
that's good. I'm glad things are working out. I'm completely sincere with that.
We're both looking up. It's
oh,
looking
absolutely.
Up.
Yeah,
everything's
yeah.
coming up Milhouse for us.
Yeah. We're both going to marry Lisa.
No.
Why not?
No, we're both wearing waiters. What was he wearing those pants in the
oh, you've
bit.
Lost everyone.
Oh, this is the bit when he's in then the flood pants. They're flood pants. And then the water comes in and he goes, everything's coming up Milhouse. No? All right.
Just going to let that one
apparently
lie there
no one
there
watches
for a bit.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, no one's heard of that. It's a fantastic show. You should check it out. Go to AOL and in your search engine crawler, web crawler, guys, check out The Simpsons. Put that in there.
Yeah.
See what shows up. Just see. Just yeah. watch some YouTube vids.
No, there won't be any.
Oh, no, that's bad. Hulu vids.
Unless someone recorded it from their TV.
I like those. Those are my
no,
favorite
those are
TV
good.
Shows.
Then you hear like the grandma in the back yelling.
I love grandmas in the back.
Gives you a little context.
I said what I said, and I meant it.
But it's been a good year for both of us.
Yep. Like, everyone else could suck it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You're all dumb.
Now, please tip Esmeralda when she goes
yes,
behind
please.
The bar.
Please.
She'll be back after every segment. Annie, could you come back up here really quick? Esmeralda, I'm so glad things are working out for you. Are you going to wear the shoes only when you're up here, or are you also wearing them?
Only when I'm up here, because back there, I'm wearing shorter heels.
Yeah.
And I actually have to, I feel like I'm one of those cats that wear socks. You've seen them where they're, like, lifting their legs up, like, don't know what's going on. Because there's mats back there with holes in them, and I keep getting stuck in the holes. So if you see me trip, don't laugh. It's my shoe getting stuck in the hole. And you'd be a terrible person if you laughed at me.
I just, that phrase was very...
Even though I called you dumb earlier, but still.
I just like the shoes getting stuck in the hole. Anyways, Esmeralda will be back. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Esmeralda Leone. Annie's going to play a tune... Coming to stage is someone I'm very intimidated to have on the show because he has way more Twitter followers than me, and he got to do a sweet show, I think, on WCIU The U. Is that correct? It's going to be a fantastic interview. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one, the only Mr. Daniel Kibblesmith, everybody. Daniel, play the song.
If I throw you out to sea, will you bring true love to me? The water will be your pillow, and the waves will be your feet.
That's delightful. Ladies and gentlemen, Rock Falls. You can go sit down now. Thank you so much for doing that. Daniel, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
That's a well. Ooh, yeah. You're a writer, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Where do you write? I know where
like,
you're right.
Like geographically or
sure.
like on the internet?
Both.
I write marketing stuff for Groupon here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And me and my friend Sam Weiner from the Onion News Network wrote a book called How to Win at Everything that is in stores now. It's very funny.
Yeah. Could you use a Groupon to buy the book?
No, not yet. I thought about that, but it seemed like self-serving in some way that might get me fired from my day job.
Why? You're the no. Okay, could I shit on Groupon or is that bad?
Yeah, no, it's
okay.
Good. It's your show.
I want you to stay on the show. I don't want you to leave within a minute.
No, let's do it.
Okay, why are you there?
Oh, the health insurance and a paycheck. It's like I mean.
Do you have a lot of ailments?
No, not as of yet. In fact, if anything, working a day job is probably giving me more ailments than it's curing. Yeah.
Yeah. But it sounds like you're a sucker.
Yeah, that might be it.
On the plus side, you got a sweet book.
Yeah, and I mean, and they let us write it, you know, like they didn't get mad when we would take time to say like, hey, we're going to knock off a little early and write some fake advice about how to win at talking to your mom on the phone or whatever. So they've been very generous to me, very flexible.
So yay Groupon.
Yeah, sure. Yay, Groupon.
No Living Social.
I don't know what that is.
What are your thoughts on the Chicago Readers deals?
Is that do
That's
they
a
have
thing.
Like a
they
thing?
Have deals?
I'm in favor of anything that keeps the Chicago Reader around because I know that the Onion just discontinued their print edition and that was sad for me.
Yeah, that's really sad.
So, if that's what's keeping them afloat and free, then yeah.
Let's talk more about marketing. That's what.
Yeah,
people
this
are here
is
for.
This is fun.
How you went on the U?
Yeah, I went on WCIU's You and Me this morning.
Yeah.
It's like their Today Show.
It's
like
a very good show.
Good Morning America. Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah.
And they had
so I should probably stop shitting all over it.
Did you?
I don't know.
You seemed really enthusiastic about it.
Isn't Joe Brown on that? Isn't Judge Joe Brown? Is Judge Joe Brown even on the air anymore? I just remember him due to Kanye.
If he's on the air, he's definitely on that channel.
Then I like that
channel. I thought you were saying he was on that morning show.
Oh, wouldn't that be great like if it was just like, you and Judge Joe Brown?
Yeah, he's in a sweater and he has like a cup of coffee and he's way softer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just starting his day.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't him. It was just like a nice lady.
Speaking of softer, you also have an account about teens.
You just said account without specifying.
Like, you fill in the blanks, buddy.
Yeah, I have a Cayman Islands bank account.
For teens!
That in some way is related to teens.
Yeah!
No.
Next question. So the book. What made you want to write this book?
I'm
holding it up like it's a TV show.
Sam and I worked at Groupon. We got in the habit of writing with each other, and we developed this sort of voice, and we wanted to work together. And he had the pitch. It's a fake advice book called How to Win at Everything. And basically, we just take on the persona of these two hyper-competitive sort of Tony Robbins types. We're like globe-trotting professorial experts and everything, and we teach you how to win at everything, even things you didn't know you could win, like raising houseplants or bird watching, and then lots of stuff that everybody wants to know how to win, like a fist fight or chess. So it's pretty comprehensive.
Have you been in a fight?
Oh, yeah, I've been in fights.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look like the kind of man that would be.
Well, I wasn't so much in a fight as I was attacked.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Is that more accurate?
Yeah. Where did this happen?
I was at a 1980s themed party.
What were you dressed as?
I wasn't dressed as anything because 80s parties are bullshit.
Did you know you were going to a 1980s party?
No, I was invited to a party, and when I showed up, the first thing I saw was this guy dressed as Optimus Prime on the dance floor, and then about 2 hours
later. Wait, stop. Was he a good dancer?
He was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, he was really
good. So far, theme party sounds pretty great.
Yeah, it went okay until the same guy dressed as Optimus Prime hit me with a wine bottle.
Full or empty?
I believe it was empty, but it. You know what? It turns out that doesn't make a huge difference.
No, it doesn't. Red or white?
Optimus Prime?
Sure.
No, I don't know. Yeah, no, it's just it turned out that he had schizophrenia, or he wanted to be interesting. The jury's still out.
That was great. You made fun of the mentally ill, like, so well. Don't punch down, buddy. Come on.
I think he thought that they had a glamorous lifestyle. I think this guy kind of started it. So
I'm sure he started it, obviously. Did it end in stitches?
It did. I went. Yeah, I went to the emergency room, and I got 3 stitches right here. So,
how are we talking about this?
Very well with voices. What are you talking about? We have to map this out.
Yeah, let's do it.
I work at a deal site.
Yeah.
In theory, I don't actually do that shit. That's horrible. I work at a deal site.
You're right. Are you me right now?
I'm me.
I wasn't following this at all.
Listen to the name of the show, buddy.
Okay.
We just role play.
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
I don't want to do that. Okay.
I was committed. I was on board.
I left. I had to leave Chicago. Too many yes ands. I'm about no buts.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, no buts. Okay, so the book you cannot buy tonight because you didn't bring any copies.
No, I don't have the ability to do that.
Good thinking.
They're in stores.
Yes, but they're actually in stores.
That's right. Yeah.
You're on a good label. Or label. Yeah, oh, my God.
We're in a spectacular book. It's like it's a pretty cool book.
It's like the Drag City
label.
I bet Drag City actually publishes books. What did I say that?
They might.
Yeah.
But
it's Andy Kaufman's 30th journal they've published this year. Sorry. That's way too insider.
You know things that I don't.
They released the Andy Kaufman record this year, Drag City.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
All right, well, I'm not on Drag City. I'm on Chronicle. They make, like, the gift books that they have at Urban Outfitters and stationery stores. And you can get it at Quimby's in Wicker Park.
I like how you put it at Urban Outfitters or Quimby's, yay!
Well, yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I mean,
I'm with you completely. I used to work at Quimby's.
Everybody knows
paid.
What Quimby's is, right? It's like, okay, Quimby's is this awesome...
Wait, if you don't know, just don't speak up. Just wait. He's going to explain it. Lie to them. Lie to them.
Okay, Quimby's is this great alternative bookstore in Wicker Park.
No, lie to them.
Oh, Quimby's is an inside-out submarine that only visits you on your birthday.
See, there you go. What? Perfect.
I don't know what's
here. Perfect. Done. Right. Let's go back to the thing that I really care about, which is teenagers. I love teens. This guy, he knows teens.
Oh, I know teens.
How do you know teens?
I am the owner of... Oh, yeah, this is something we have in common. I impulsively, late last year, purchased... the domain name gopteens.com. Solely for the reason that it was available.
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah. So, so
you drink alcohol?
Yeah,
yeah, that's.
I've been alone at night, sure.
Oh, no, this. I have a wife, and she's like, oh, you should totally buy 429-1169-69.com. This will be a very big asset to you.
I can't. I love the idea of partnering yourself with somebody who supports all of your worst instincts.
Oh, she was hanging out with her cat, and she's like, "Just shut the fuck up, buy it,
just do it."
Yeah, and I did it. Like that Nike commercial told me to.
Right here,
bam, bound.
That was a podcast high five.
And then I screamed bound because I'm a big Kanye fan. Anyways, you love teens.
Yeah, I love those teens, and they love me. So I bought GOPteens.com, and what it really was is that I had friends who were setting up an about.me page, and I sign up for everything with my real name. So sometimes I'll sign up for things that I don't intend to use just to kind of, like, lock that down. So I had this about me page that I wasn't using, so I forwarded that to GOPteens.com. And it's just about me. It's just information about, like, what I'm up to and where I work and where to buy the book. But in the background, there is the Republican elephant and a stock photo of a bunch of teenagers jumping in the air. And it says, what do today's conservative teens need to know about Daniel Kibblesmith? And it's all there. So you can find me on Instagram. So I parlayed that very recently. I parlayed that into a Twitter account that is making everyone very angry.
Who are some of the feathers you've riled?
It was discovered by Twitter personality Rob Delaney, who I assume knows it's a joke, but it was then retweeted by Zach Braff, who I have no idea if he knows it's a joke. So that started.
Wait,
this.
Quick! Did you give money to get Garden State 2 funded? Did you participate in that important Kickstarter?
I barely $750,000 tops.
That's good.
I needed to see his dream realized.
So ZB retweets.
Yeah, ZB retweets. ZB will drop an RT. And but he's followed by actual teens, actual young people. So the main topic of conversation is it fake or real? And it is impossible to think it is real, even for a second. But it doesn't stop people. So I do a lot of hashtagging. I hashtag basically every noun. And the most popular one is teens colon what is your favorite gun? And that was like the firestorm that.
What was your favorite answer? Because obviously you're getting like hundreds of faves. Oh yeah, retweets. Like,
yeah, I mean, almost everyone just says like, "Is this a joke?" LOL, because they're like little kids. But whenever anyone answers it like earnestly, I'll like favorite it and retweet it. Just to keep that ball in the air for another day. So yeah, there's that.
I know this sounds weird, but you're like, this is sort of the dream
of just
fucking with everybody.
To mess with teenagers.
Yeah, just no, everybody. Yeah,
everyone in the world.
You mess with ZB, that's the dream.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I mean,
the whole reason why we started this show is to just get in touch with the cast of Scrubs.
Oh god.
I mean, we're 0 for however many people are on
that.
Oh no, man, we're trying to get them. That's why you're on the show. I saw ZB retweet. I got to get this guy.
We're tight.
Now we're like two levels away from my favorite show.
Do you know about the just real quick, Keith Olbermann responded to one where I said, let's send Keith Olbermann back to Canada where he is not from.
He's from Boston, right?
He's from New York.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and I know that because he said, I'm from NY, let's send you back to remedial reading class.
You got zinged by the OBE!
I got KO'd.
You got KO'd!
KO'd. So, that's been my favorite so far.
So you had a great year.
The GOP teens are having an excellent year, yeah.
If you get invited to speak at a college, will you, like a Republican college or an event, will you do it?
Oh yeah, sure. But I don't see a scenario that doesn't end with me like dying, like, or at the very least being put in some kind of cage.
Are you? Well, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Are you turning into Vincent Gallo, where like you started this thing and like within a year you might actually believe these horrible things that you're tweeting?
Maybe. The big thing for me this year and a lot last year was that I was reading nonstop about Scientology. And what I found was that the more I talked to people about it, the more that they just couldn't tell whether or not I was actually like in the program.
What level are you?
Oh, I'm OT3. I'm past the wall of fire.
Fucking A.
No, but it is actually fun to play on conservative Twitter because you find out that there are conspiracy theories that don't make it even to Fox News. There are stuff where they think that, like, Barack Obama's father is this other American communist murderer. And he was like, it's not famous at all. It's just this other story about who his father might be.
What's the guy's name? Let's get the truth out there.
Something Francis Davis, but he's like a communist criminal. And then there's some, like, tangential, like, education thing that they're obsessed with called Common Core. And everything is hashtagged. That's why I started doing it. Because that's what the cool conservative Twitters were doing. So everything is hashtagged, and it's just rabbit hole. So yeah, it's entirely possible I might just actually believe this stuff 6 months from now.
I really hope you get let go by Groupon and you get to do this full time.
GOP teens full time?
Yeah, oh my god. You'd hate it so much, you'd be so good at it.
If I could turn it into money, I would. What does AOL do?
They
exploit old people.
Yeah, you're pretty much you're going to be the 2014 AOL, man.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing.
Sounds good.
Do you have any CDs you could mail out to old people?
Oh, like actual like hard copies of stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I made a print book, which I think is like as outdated as I planned. I think this is one of the last books that will be made.
It's just you.
Yeah, it's just me. Go out on top.
You really are, man. I'm so glad that you did this.
Dude, thank you for having me. Let's just stare
at each other for a minute. It was really good, man.
This is good radio.
Yeah, podcast. Get it right.
I don't know what that is.
It's Democratic radio, I'd say. For the Dems. I like when only the guest laughs. How old are you?
I'm 30. And I say it like that because it's a big round number, and it's also fairly recent to me.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
I got to be doing more.
Yeah.
31.
Really?
I have zero books.
Oh, man, you had one whole year to write a book.
I know. I got no teens either.
This came out... You don't have any teenagers?
No teens, no books.
No book, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the biggies. Oof. But you sell deals, right?
Big deal fan.
Okay, we got that on.
Deal or no deal, always deal. Is that the Groupon theme?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You just walk into work with the deal or no deal theme, they just go, always deal.
Yeah. As someone who works.
You like how I should have ended the interview 5 minutes ago, but I just won't?
I liked when we stared at each other quietly for a minute and everyone let us do that.
Oh, it's a very polite crowd.
There's like, I know that it's boredom, but it's dark. So I took it as reverent silence. Yeah, see, there it is again.
What song are you thinking of?
Oh, it wasn't, but...
Liar. You're a liar.
All right, it was Don't Stop Believing.
That's a good song. Go White Sox 05?
I don't know.
Get the fuck off my stage. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Daniel Kibblesmith, everybody. Merle, come on up here. Annie, you too. Honestly, buy this book. And please don't buy it at Urban Outfitters, unless you live in an area where you can only buy it at Urban Outfitters. But try to at least buy it digitally so Daniel actually gets the money on that. Yeah. I'd say if you like John Hodgman, you'll probably like this book. Is that fair to say, Daniel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that seems to make the most sense. Yeah, blatantly. I mean, come on. Same thing. Okay. Merle, how did you think that went?
I think it went well, actually. I heard a few laughs.
What would...
I heard some irreverent silence. That's always a good thing.
That's a very good thing. What do you think I should have done better? Don't say the whole thing, specifically
thing. You probably should have stopped talking at certain points.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
You don't know when to stop.
Oh, no, not at all.
That's okay.
What are you drinking?
This is a Gossamer now.
How is it?
On tap, $5.
Stop advertising the beers on tap.
Hey! We got to make money, man.
Fair enough. Gossamer's only $5, kids.
Yeah.
We were in Milwaukee last night. Haas and I, you were invited, by the way. I always
Who's
invite.
What?
Haas and I were in Milwaukee last night.
I know.
Doing the show. $2 beers on tap, all like microbrews.
It's
Milwaukee, though. It's a city. It should be more expensive. Why are we here? We should all go to Milwaukee.
No.
Why not? I met an author who's paying $350 in rent in a not bad neighborhood.
What is it, a really big old house?
Yeah.
But does he need a car?
Yeah.
Oh, forget that.
All right, fantastic. Well, you do the traffic.
But
he's your target demo.
I know, but I live in the city.
Fair enough. You're going to be back after our comic. Is that cool with you?
All right.
All right, cool. You're going to play our comic on. Is that cool with you, Annie?
Yes.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very glad she's here. She was supposed to do the show in July, but American Airlines fucked me over. Please put your hands together for Kristen Clifford, everybody. Kristen, come to the stage.
If you want me, I'll come.
I like that music. Thank you. Hello. Hi. Happy holidays. Real quick, can I ask everyone to just yell out your favorite Christmas or holiday gift?
Popcorn? Popcorn? Really?
Your acceptance. Okay. thank you. Oh, ice cream? That's a weird gift, but I like it. Silly Putty? Ooh, that's cute. My dad got me an electric blanket. It's a real game changer so far. But he's already called and texted me with multiple questions about the blanket. Like, does it shut off automatically and how hot does it get? Because he's really afraid I'm going to start on fire. And I'm like, you know you're Santa, right? Like, you bought this. You could have solved these issues at purchase. Instead, you keep calling me and texting me and reminding me to shut it off. It's very funny. So everyone had a pretty good holiday? Sounded like it from the gifts that you received. I had a pretty good holiday. After Christmas, I actually invited a guy, over to my apartment. Feel free to clamp. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, so I was really excited. I cleaned. I made cookies. We watched a whole bunch of episodes of Law & Order SVU. Yeah. In the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. And in New York City, the dedicated detectives assigned to investigate these felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. So this show's like their stories, right? So we're watching it, and that's when I realized, oh my God, this is a terrible date activity. Because it's kind of like, hey, come on over and watch this rape show. Let's get to know each other better. It definitely sets up a weird vibe in the room. Nobody wants to make out after you watch Ice-T arrest a pedophile. It's not conducive to that. And also, Law & Order SVU teaches you that the predators are who you least expect, right? So I'm looking at him like, well, he seems harmless. He's probably going to murder me later. And he's looking at me like, why does she have so many puppets? There's at least 7 puppets here, and that's just puppets I can see. So he doesn't call me back. I'm still trying to date. You know, I've got a lot of balls in the air. I'm just waiting to see which ones land on my face. But it's my favorite joke I've ever written. I'm really proud of it. For my New Year's resolution, I started it a little early, and it's to make an effort. And just like with everything, like, and I tried it with my appearance, and people at work were like, oh my God, you look so nice. And I'm like, why do you sound so surprised? But I normally look like crap, and that's because in the morning I choose sleep over looking nice for work. And then I get there, and I'm like, oh, why did I do that? Everyone here looks great. But when I'm sleeping, I'm like, it'll be fine. I'll wear dress shoes with these black sweatpants. Everyone will think they're dress pants. I will wear a blazer with it. Because sweatpants and a blazer says, like, I have an important meeting in the morning, but I might want to eat a lot at lunch. And I want to be ready for that eventuality. I just moved to Logan Square in a basement, nailing it. Thank you for clapping. I'm definitely nailing it. And like when you move, you find like a bunch of old stuff, right? When you're going through stuff, throwing things out and purging. And I actually found my diary from when I was 9, which is an exciting discovery. And just to explain, when I was 9, my mom made me go to Weight Watchers. And like the weird thing about going to Weight Watchers when you're 9 is everything about it is not for kids. It's not for kids at all. Like sometimes there's a baby there, but they're not there to lose weight. Like even if they're real fat, they're just there. But I had written a bunch of diet tips in my diary, and I wanted to share them with you guys if that's okay. Awesome. Your applause tells me that it is. So just know I was 9 when I wrote these. Some of them are useful. Some of them are sad. So number one, eat what your mom tells you. Number two, the other ladies won't think I'm trying to get down to my birth weight is a hilarious answer to what do you want your goal weight to be. They won't like that. Number three, if you do want to eat something that's not on Weight Watchers, don't do it in front of your sister. She will slap it out of your hand into the garbage can in front of everyone at the trailer park where you're vacationing. In this scenario, you vacation at trailer parks, but it's like a nice trailer park. It's like almost a cottage, really. Six grapes is half a serving of fruit. It's true. It seems absurd, but it's true. Don't worry if you eat more than 6 grapes. No one's at Weight Watchers because they went to town on a bunch of grapes. That's not why they're there. Number five, if your crush asks you why you only have 6 grapes in your lunch, don't dig your nails into his arm as hard as you can. It's not how we show love. This final one is a do. Do wear a green jean skirt and a purple hat when you reach your goal weight. You've earned it. Can someone say Blossom-inspired goal outfit? I think you can. My mom has traumatized me in a variety of ways, including that. But also, like, I've been up here for long enough. You guys have figured out that my hair is pretty amazing, right? More applause would have been what I expected, but that's fine. I don't cut it very often, primarily because of its beauty, but also because I had a traumatic haircut experience as a child when my mom made me get a modified wedge. And you're like, what's that? Oh, it's not a real haircut. It's just a terrible haircut. And she would put gel in it, like I was a second grade boy wearing his first suit. It was very unattractive on me. I was not one of those kids that could pull that off. And, you know, obviously it grew back and years went by and I'm like, everyone's forgotten about it. It's fine. Eighth grade rolls around. The most popular girl in my school corners me in the bathroom, and she's like, "So, when you had that haircut in second grade, you had cancer, right?" Which was a bummer for a variety of reasons. One, apparently no one had forgotten the haircut. Two, their only explanation in their minds for the haircut was that I had cancer. Most upsetting of all, my entire second grade class thought I had cancer and didn't do anything nice for me. At no point did I get a bunch of construction paper cards. Nobody, you know, fucking visited me in the hospital that I wasn't in. Nobody helped me in my year-long campaign to get the teacher to stop calling me Chris. And also, that girl is a nurse now. And I hope she's figured out that chemotherapy makes you lose all of your hair and not just get a terrible haircut. For her patient's sake. I think I'm going to end there. I'm Kristen Clifford. Thanks.
Kristen, that was very good. Please sit down.
Thank you.
Why do you think I laughed harder at a second grader thinking you had cancer than anybody else? What's wrong with it? What does that say about me?
I think it means you have excellent taste.
That's right.
It's a really funny joke.
It's a very funny joke. What's wrong with you people? That's a funny fucking joke. You lived it.
I lived it. I didn't know at the time that everyone thought I had cancer because they were still horrible to me.
Where did you grow up?
I'm from Evergreen Park.
Okay.
Which is, oh, hello.
All right. Are you glad you're from Evergreen Park?
It was a good place to grow up. I enjoyed it.
On that note, how did you decide to paint your nails different colors?
Because I wanted, as part of my New Year's resolution to make an effort, I got a manicure, and then I was like, I want an accent nail, because I couldn't decide. So I got gray and orange.
Why those colors?
Because I think they look good together, and I'm right.
I like your confidence. If you got a pedicure, would you let fish eat your dead skin?
I've heard of that. That scares me. I also have a problem getting pedicures because I have very ticklish feet, and so I always start laughing, and I have to like either bring a friend or hold a magazine.
What magazine would you hold?
Just any magazine to hide my laughing face because it's really awkward because someone's down there like working on your feet, and I'm like dying laughing. But usually Us Weekly, to answer your first question.
So those are the important questions. What are your thoughts on In Style?
In Style? I mean, that doesn't have any...
I think
any,
you just told us your thoughts on In Style.
Yeah, it doesn't have any hot gossip, really. It's just about clothes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's boring to me.
You're more interested in gossip.
Yeah, I want to know, like, who's dating who and which celebrities are just like me and in what way.
Who's your favorite celebrity that's just like you?
I don't know that any of them are just like me. My favorite current celebrity that I'm currently obsessed with is Pete Holmes, and I listen to his podcast.
Okay, that's
all the
not
time.
A celebrity. You're like two shows away from like opening up for Pete. I didn't mean that. No pun intended. Like, that's not a thing. You can't. This guy that I'm probably going to perform with in a year, he's my celeb. What? No, that's just a peer.
What if he's listening?
He's like, probably going, ah, Pete Holmes, and it's going to be fine.
Yeah, that's true. He's listening to himself more than me.
Yeah. So you'll love this show, then.
My other favorite celebrity of all time is Elijah Wood. So he's, yeah. That's
I like
the
enthusiasm
right
and
example.
The honesty of the enthusiasm. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Was he in the movie with Macaulay Culkin where they were crazy?
He was in The Good Son, yeah.
Good Son. Hey, what the fuck did I tell you? Once we start the show, you don't talk back. You're going to be on stage in like 20 minutes. Just relax, buddy. Hold it. Drink your 40th Bud Light. I know you're enjoying it. Is it Bud Light? It is Bud Light. Nailed it by the back of the label. Used to bartend.
Crushing it.
You should like me. You're crushing it. Pete Holmes, right? Callback. Kind of. Yeah, you're funny. How long have you been doing this?
Stand up for like 4 years.
That's good.
Thank you.
Besides hanging out with Pete, what's your goal?
I would like to be able to do it full time and not have to do other work.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I wish I could help.
Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah.
Are we done?
I'm just...
It seemed like a moment.
Put your hands together for Kristen Clifford,
Thank
everybody.
You.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much. You're very good. She was supposed to do the show. Was it September or was it July? It was September. It was September, and it was going to be our 300th show, but American booked too many flights, and we just didn't have the show, and it sucked. the lights went out here, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to cut that part of the podcast out. No one liked that part. Esmeralda is coming up here. She's wearing the good shoes again, speaking to the good son.
Now I'm hobbling around back there.
Esmeralda, what did
you think? Getting a workout in these calves. What? It's true.
I didn't say anything mean. What did you think of the set?
No, that was good. I liked that ball joke.
Yeah, I did too.
That was a good one. That was really good. Seriously.
Yeah. That was good. So we both like her.
Yeah.
So she should come back
and
perform.
Yeah, I like you.
Yeah, you're good.
You're good.
You're a good one. You're a good one. That's right. We judge people as soon as... We only judge them when we can see them and we're on microphones. Just stare at them and tell you exactly what we think. It's
I like
fun.
You. I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah, we like the jibs. All right. Anyways, I didn't notice your necklace until right now. It's fantastic.
Oh,
what is it?
Thank you. It's an elephant.
It's an elephant. Yeah. Speaking of teens.
Oh, yeah. GOPteens.com. Is it com?
Yeah.
Is it com?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
Follow it on Twitter.
All right.
GOP teens, follow that on Twitter.
Yeah. No, I got this in Mexico. The only necklace that I bought like four of them. This is the only one that hasn't broken yet. They all like broke within maybe a half hour of me wearing them.
So the moral of the story is don't go to Mexico to buy jewelry.
Well, no. You got to lift up that economy.
Oh, no.
Honestly, come on, folks. No, all right. Mexican. Yeah, no, that's good. It's good. I don't think it was like handcrafted. I think he just bought them like off of a truck or something. Wholesale or something like that.
That makes sense.
They weren't like handcrafted jewelry or whatever. No, I'm too cheap for that.
I like your honesty. And apparently
no one else
does. That's okay. Good off
right,
the stage. You're fantastic. You'll be back.
Yes. I have to be. I'm working.
Could you make me a drink?
And what do you want?
Whiskey club soda lime.
All right.
Thanks. I'll tip you. Jesus Christ.
Right away, sir.
Wait, why would you change your country of origin?
Oh, because you tipped me.
Whatever.
What? I don't know. All right. Who's up next?
Well, that's the thing. It's a brand new friend of ours. That was perfect transition. It's a brand new friend of ours I've never met. He wanted to come and do the show, so I said, feel free. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope he's in the room. Please put your hands together for Tommy Crowbar, everybody. Is Tommy Crowbar here? Oh, this is Tommy. Tommy, nice to meet you, buddy.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fucking fantastic. You didn't even know you had your show jam-packed with authors.
Yeah.
Me and that kibble spit fella both wrote a book.
You wrote a book?
I don't have any copies
That's
of
okay.
it currently. There's a bit of a legal issue with my book thing.
That's not good.
Because I stole a printing press.
Oh, really?
There's some nerds that left the door open, and I was like, all right, I got access to a book thing. And, they've definitely sued me a few times, but my uncle's a judge, so, you know, we're working through that. My book can be coming out any time now, but I had the two books, so I'm like, yeah, I'll come out, you know, fucking talk about my book, tell stories.
Well, for the listener at home and for the people in the room, I would like to point out that you don't sound like you're from here, and based on your style of dress, you don't appear to be from here either.
Yeah, fucking definitely not. yeah, totally. This fucking guy. My name is Tommy Crowbar. If you're any fan of like punk, hardcore, youth culture, anything, I basically am like a stalwart. I'm right there with you, John Josephs, you Henry Rollins, you Keith Morris, Jello Biafra, all those fellas. You know, they want to be Tommy Crowbar. That was. So I started hardcore and straight edge, basically. If
really?
I could be, humble about it, I kind of started the whole thing with my band Street Justice, which, it's a lifestyle, okay, guys? Don't take it seriously. I can tell by the band you got here, they're going to be real hard and tough because no drums. Yeah, that's tough. No drums in a band. That's aggressive. So I'm going to vibe on that real hard for sure. I'm going to stand here if I can pit. I might pit later. That's cool.
Feel free to pit.
I have a lot of moves I've invented.
Really?
First of all, the crowbar. That goes without saying.
Of course.
I was at a show and I saw this kid do a thing I didn't like, so I went to my car and I got a crowbar and I fucking crushed him. So, I mean, it was fun.
Tommy,
we had a lot of fun. It was like youth, you know, connecting with one another.
Tommy, that doesn't sound like a move, more just like of a violent assault.
Dude, it's all about perspective, okay? I'm a writer. I'm writing this book. It's all about what you make it, you know?
Okay.
So if I say it's youth culture, it's youth culture.
Of course. Now, you're currently wearing a Boston Bruins hat.
Yeah, fucking Bruins all the way.
Okay.
I was assistant stick taper when they won the cup.
Really?
Yeah, that's a gig. I didn't know that was a fucking gig. I was a little on the outs. I actually haven't been to Boston in a couple of years because I got priors. But uh, I uh, I got a job. My uncle's the equipment manager for the Bruins.
Okay.
And I was like hot up for work because all the reunion shows, the money had started to run out. No one wanted to see Street Justice.
Yeah.
I've also been banned from every fraternal order. Meeting House, your Knights of Columbus, your Moose Lodge, they've all banned me for excessive property damage, they said.
Okay.
Whatever, it's a whole legal thing. So I was the assistant stick taper at the time that they won.
So
the
you
cup.
Got an uncle that's the equipment manager for the Bruins.
Yeah.
You got an uncle that's a judge.
Yeah. My dad's a bricklayer.
Your dad's a bricklayer.
Yeah.
How many uncles do you have?
14.
14 uncles, really? Yeah. Do you have any siblings?
No, only child.
Really?
Odd enough.
Really?
Only child.
Only child.
Yeah,
I think
my father. I haven't seen him nude, but I think something was just plumbing fucked up.
Yeah.
After me, I don't know what it was, but something with his plumbing ain't working right.
Nothing's wrong with your ma.
No, she's good as gold.
She's good as gold.
Yeah, at least allegedly. I don't know. Okay. I'm not that way. So
yeah, Street Justice. How long has Street Justice been around?
Ever since hardcore's been around. So like I don't know, 30 years maybe.
30 years.
Yeah.
How old are you?
You know, I'm about 52.
You're 52.
I look fucking good, right?
You look great.
Clean living. I invented no drugs, no drinking, a lot of violence, keeping me in shape, dude. I'm out there punching teens, and I'm staying in shape. It's all part of the book.
Now, what's the name of the book?
The book is called It Was Better Back When I Was Doing It, The Life and Times of Tommy Crowbar. And it's just basically, it's all this old, this hardcore punk nostalgia about, you know, how it was back in the day. This is the definitive, I had it the best, and you young puke should give me your fucking money. That's basically, but it's also about, like, living in a positive lifestyle of straight edge, you know, abstaining from drugs and alcohol. And if you are a part of the straight edge movement, you owe me 10%. It's a standard legal contract. You give like your tidings or an agent, you get 10%. You owe me 10% for inventing you not drinking.
Now I'm currently drinking a whiskey. Is that okay?
Hey, you know I've stopped crushing people's skulls for that because it's just a lot of backfires on my end legally.
Yeah.
Like my uncle can only do so much.
And you're not in Boston anymore.
That's true. I'm out of home court advantage here. So people talk differently, so I can't just go around crushing skulls like I used to in my younger days, which was the best. Tell you guys what.
Now, what are some of your other favorite bands? Obviously, your band is probably your favorite band.
Yeah, Street Justice is like nothing better. Definitely like Bad Brains.
Bad Brains. Because
like Black Dudes is tough. That's cool. That's super
cool.
That is cool.
They're like, from DC.
Can't say, yeah. You're from. Do you know Bad Brains?
We're best friends.
Really? You and HR hang out and get spiritual and shit.
Daily.
You guys fucking do rips.
Yep.
That dude loves doing rips, dude. Backstage, always just. He loves rips.
Not very straight edge though.
Nah, it's cool. Black dudes can smoke. That's cool.
Okay, good.
I'm very open-minded.
Of course.
I'm very open-minded about this.
When I think of Tommy Crowbar, I think open-minded.
That's part of it. Did you get the... You must have got the preview copy
I did.
Of the book.
I got the press
very
copy.
Very open-minded. Yeah, no, I love the Bad Brains. I would like Black Flag if they would... Maybe at one point in the history... Everyone's talking about Black Flag. They can't shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
No one wants to talk about the fact that I'm the only person who's ever punched every singer they've ever had in the face.
Really?
Yep. On record.
Really?
Yep, I would give them, because they would tour all the time.
They do.
Everyone's like touring across the country, you Black Flag. But they would come to Boston, I'd give them a Boston hello.
That's a punch in the face is
well, a they would, their tour van would come up to the VFW hall and they'd hop out and I'd punch them in the nose. It's like, hello, welcome to Boston.
Wow.
Your face is bloody.
Why would anybody want to go there? It sounds like a horrible place.
I mean, they didn't know. I did every, like, once the singer learned how it works, they stopped. That's why they had a revolving door.
I've noticed, yeah.
Policy, yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts on...
I never punched Greg Ginn. That's why he's still fucking doing it, okay?
Okay, really?
Yeah, so, I was afraid of that guy.
What are your thoughts on Black Flag versus Flag?
You know, I'm mad at both of them.
Okay.
Because I tried out to be the singer of Flag.
Really?
Yeah. What I did was I came up... Well, the way I apply for things is different than most people apply for it, because I knew Keith Morris was doing it, so like I saw him at a festival, and like I knocked a big floppy Four Non Blondes hat off his head, and then I punched him and I cut one of his dreadlocks off for good luck.
Well, that's not. That's
and I
not
thought
nice.
They would give me a call. I was like, you know, people see you, they're out there, you know, maybe we'll get
you made an
Crowbar.
Impression. Obviously,
yeah, obviously, no phone call.
He's running out of dreads.
That's true.
That's not nice of you to do that.
I got one. I got one, though.
You got one?
Yeah, it's not on my person, but I got it. It's in a storage locker.
Why do you have it? What else is in the storage locker?
I got a lot of records. I got a couple of pairs of sneakers from
good.
Especially young teens I've beaten up. I got half of the printing press. They took the other half for legal reasons. The other half, it's a big like inkwell type thing. I don't know a lot about it.
Well, Tommy, I'm very, very happy that you reached out to me to do this show. And we're here to plug the book, but the book isn't for sale.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. If you want to talk to me after this, maybe, like, the thing is, the way I remember people is by, like, being physically violent with them. So if you want to read the book early, come up to me after the show. We can get in a fist fight outside. I'm all, there's like, what, 50 people here? I could do 45, no problem. I'm getting up there. I can't do all 50, you know? I gotta take it easy.
Yeah, you gotta calm down.
Yeah, but, yeah, if you want to meet me after the show, we'll get an altercation, and I'll definitely remember you, get you a copy of the book, no problem.
People could find you on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm on GOP tweens. while he was talking, I was like, that's great, but the younger generation than the teens is the tweens. I know a lot about youth culture. I invented hardcore. So, like, yeah, get at me.
So
GOP tweens.
Check out Tommy Crowbar, @GOP tweens.
I think that's how it works. I'm new to Twitter, too.
That's
you guys
fine.
Were talking about it earlier. I signed up. I got a smartphone.
It's like punching, but for the internet.
Yeah, it's not as good, though.
No, it's not as good.
It's not as visceral.
Final question. One person in the world you could punch, who would you punch?
Oh, dude. I'd say Gandhi, just cause.
Yeah.
Just cause. It's like with your fucking robe. Fuck you, dude. Like, yeah. You know?
I do know.
I never punched somebody and salt fell out. I would love that to happen. That would be fucking great. You know? This guy's a good interviewer.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
What did you think of Rock Falls? It doesn't seem like your style of music.
No, definitely not my style of music. Even from growing up in Boston, there's all this Irish music. It just never violent enough for me,
no,
you know?
No.
I don't know what it is. The IRA, like, if they wanted a band, they should fucking get Cro-Mags. That's a band to fight to, right?
Yeah, sure.
Fucking Street Justice.
I'm afraid of you.
Yeah, that's a valid response.
Good.
I gotta say it's a valid response.
Ladies and gentlemen, follow him on Twitter @GOPTweens. Please put your hands together for Tommy Crowbar, everybody.
Thank you very much for having me.
Get Annie back up here too. I didn't feel safe during that exchange.
Honestly, I felt very safe because I feel like he liked you.
Oh, good.
And if anything were to happen, he would totally hit someone with a wine bottle. Or no, I'm sorry. No. Like a beer bottle.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like a wine bottle would be, no, like he'd think it was like a front against his manhood or something.
Oh, yeah. Good call. How did you think it went?
It went well. I don't know. Why didn't he sit down?
I have no idea.
Is that a thing? Like, he just doesn't sit?
I genuinely have no idea.
I
didn't
want
to tell him what to do.
Yeah.
Everyone else sat. I figured he'd figure it out, but that's on him.
I would figure that much. Yeah, you don't want to tell him.
I'm not giving that guy direction.
I'm kind of thinking it was like he was trying to dominate.
Oh, he did dominate.
Like animals, right?
He was the Boston.
Animals stand up.
He was the Boston Rollins. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is the Henry Rollins of the East Coast.
Where is Rollins from?
L.A.
Oh.
They have TV parties out there.
There's East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, he's East Coast.
You haven't met him, have you? Oh,
but he joined Black Flag. He was in L.A. It's like Eddie Vedder is current.
He worked at the Haagen-Dazs in D.C. His name is Henry Garfield.
Okay, stop. He's not on mic.
I really hope that got picked up.
It didn't
really
get picked up.
Get picked up.
He worked in the Haagen-Dazs. I agree he worked in the Haagen-Dazs, but then he took the fucking van to go to L.A. When they came through, he would hook him up, and then he joined the band and moved to L.A. The same way Eddie Vedder's from Evanston, he's really from Seattle when he joined the fucking band and or San Diego. Fuck off. I know my Rollins. I know my Pearl Jam. All right? Now I feel strong, but he's still going to kick my ass.
Yeah. You know, the microphone's not going
to
save you.
No, I have to just never leave this stage.
Unless you take it off the thing and then hit him with it.
This is a big weapon.
Before he notices.
It's a giant weapon. All right, well, let's go to something completely different. Esmeralda, I think that was a good show.
Yeah, no, that was fantastic.
We have two more acts left. I love this woman. She's a fantastic performer. We had a run. We had a week of shows here in April of 2012, and she did every show. Esmeralda co-hosted every show. It was one of my favorite weeks of this show ever, and I don't think I've seen you really since. I don't think I saw you this year. I don't think we saw each other in 2013, so it means a lot to me that you're here. You're still making really fantastic music, and people should see you where. Where's your next show?
I don't have any shows booked right now. I've been holding myself up.
That's not good. You should book more shows. You're very, very talented. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, 2014 is the year of action. Yay! So I'll book a show.
You'll book a show. She's going to play one show in 2014. It's going to be all ages at a VFW hall. It's going to be fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Rock Falls.
Where do you go? Where do you go? I'm ready for you. I wanna find you.
sorry. Fuck. I messed it up. Anyway, where do you go? Where do you go? I'm ready for you. I want to find you. I want to tell you something.
Amazing.
Sorry I messed up in the
question. Don't ever apologize. Is that available anywhere or no? I don't think it's on your Bandcamp.
I don't think it is either. It was an old one that I wrote long, long time ago about New Year's. New Year.
You got? Could you send me that? Could you record it and send it to me?
Sure. We just got a new computer.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
Thanks. Well, our old one totally crapped out, so we had no choice.
Technology, am I right?
Yeah.
Can't trust it.
I know. But it's I can record it at home now.
Please
I'll do.
Do.
That. I'll do that for you.
She's fantastic. Go see her whenever, even though she doesn't play often. I'll let you know when she does. I'll just include in the mailing list.
Yes.
You should run a night here.
All right.
All right, done. That's 2014. Rock Falls will run a night here. Coyote Riot, please come to the stage. There are six people that are going to be on this very small stage. I'm very happy that they're here. The last time I saw them was in one of the guitar in the guitar player's backyard in Ukrainian village with a fire pit going. It was fantastic. This will be a little bit different. In theory, nothing will light itself on fire. I'm really glad this band's doing the show. It's taken a long time, but they're all here. Please, I hope this stage does not cave in. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys ready to do this? I'm going to get off the stage because there's too many people. Coyote or Coyote? Are you still doing Coyote? This is the dumbest fucking name. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Coyote Riot, everybody!
Well, see, Rider, see what you gone down. See, Rider, see what you gone down. CC Rider, see what are you gonna do? Well now, hey, 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 hey. Well you made me love you, now your man don't come. Made me love you, now your man don't come. Made me love you, now your man don't come. Hey, 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 hey. She was standing in the kitchen in that morning gown. Standing in the kitchen in that morning gown. Standing in the kitchen in that morning gown. Well, now, hey. when that sun went down. Little I know when that sun went down. Look right at home when that sun went down. Look now, now, hey, 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 hey. Well, see, rider, see what you got now. See, rider, see what you got now. See, rider, see what you got done. Well, now, now, hey, 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 hey.
Thank you.
home with black-eyed Susie. Fly around my pretty little baby. Fly around my black-eyed Susie. Fly around my pretty little baby. Fly around my black-eyed Susie. Fly around my pretty little baby. Fly around my black-eyed Susie. Susie's long tall, she sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Fly around my pretty little baby, fly around my black-eyed Susie. Fly around my pretty little baby, fly around my black-eyed Susie. Fly around my pretty little baby, fly around my black-eyed Again. She got drunk, got a son of liquor. I asked her to be my wife, and she came at me with a bowie knife. Said, fly around my pretty little baby, fly around my black-eyed Susie. Fly around my pretty little baby, fly around my black-eyed Susie.
Out opinion, I tell you
Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Folks, you know, you hear the bouncers in a hood of friends now, bartenders too. But when they find out you're only 19, there won't be anything they can do. But I don't come round here to meet nice people anyway. And what the hell am I doing drunk in the middle of the day? But with the shades drawn, everything just drifts away. But with the shades drawn, everything just drifts away. Cause this town's way too small. Well, I'm sure that I'll run into you smoking, leaning on some bathroom wall. And here's hoping that tonight maybe we'll drag some gorilla on home. Well, so for about an hour or two, you won't have to feel like you're all alone. But I don't come round here to meet nice people anyway. And what the hell am I doing drunk in the middle of the day? And I can feel the departure of all my heart in. But when the shades draw, everything just drifts away. But with the shades drawn, everything just drifts away. But with the shades drawn, everything just drifts away. But with the shades drawn, everything just drifts away.
Don't miss me when I'm gone. I know you had it. Don't miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby for molding in your arms. I died last night, Lord, I could not take my rest. I died. Lord, I could not take my rest. My mind was running like a wild beast in the wind. The sun will shine on my bed for someday. The sun will shine on my bed. winds will blow all my troubles away. Was a headlight on a northbound train. I wish I was a headlight on a northbound train. A light will shine through the cool Colorado rain. I know you're rider gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you're riding, gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby from holding in your
arms. Everybody. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.